Today, first, I would like to answer the questions that were put to me yesterday in more detail. Now, the first question was, why investigation accompanied by joy does not have the function of relinking? The brief answer is because the karma that produces this kind of relinking is so weak that it cannot produce the investigation accompanied by joy as a relinking consciousness. Now, in order to understand this, we need to understand first the types of wholesome karma. Here are types of wholesome sense-via karma. And then the corresponding resultant consciousness that do the function of relinking, bhavanga, and death. Now, there are four types of wholesome karma. They are three root superior wholesome karma, three root inferior wholesome karma, two root superior, and two root inferior wholesome karma. Now, when the consciousness is accompanied by non-greed, non-hatred, and non-delusion, then that wholesome consciousness is called three root, because it is accompanied by three roots. And when it is not accompanied by three roots, but just by non-greed and non-hatred, it is called two root. So sometimes when we do a meritorious deed, we may do it, sometimes we do without the understanding of law of karma, and then our wholesome karma is said to be with two roots. Now, understanding being understanding the law of karma, understanding that this act will give results in the future, this doing dana or attending to one's own parents and so on. Sometimes we do merit with three root consciousness, and sometimes we do with two root consciousness. Again, three root consciousness is said to be superior when it is preceded and followed by wholesome consciousness. Now, before doing the act, we may be happy about this act, we may have wholesome consciousness about this act. And after doing the merit also, we have wholesome chetas about this merit, that is, we do not regret and so on. So in that case, that kind of wholesome karma is called three root superior. If the wholesome karma is not preceded by and not followed by kusala consciousness, it is called three root inferior. And two root superior and two root inferior should be understood in the same way. If it is preceded by and followed by kusala, it is called superior, and if it is not preceded and followed by kusala, it is called inferior. So there are four kinds of kusala karma. And three root superior wholesome karma gives three root relinking. Now please remember the chart. And you may look at the chart and find the sense sphere beautiful consciousness. So you see three columns comprising the sense sphere beautiful consciousness, and the middle column represents the resultant consciousness. Among them, number one and two, the first and the second, are three root, because they are associated with knowledge. And three and four, not accompanied by knowledge. Five and six, accompanied by knowledge. Seven and eight, not accompanied by knowledge. So, the three root superior wholesome karma produces three root patisandhi, or three root relinking. That is first, second, fifth, and sixth. And three root inferior kusala karma, or wholesome karma, produces two root relinking. Although it is three root, because it is inferior, that is because it is not preceded and followed by kusala, it cannot give three root patisandhi as result. So it gives only two root relinking. And two root relinking means third, fourth, seventh, and eighth. And two root superior wholesome karma produces again two root relinking. That is third, fourth, seventh, and eighth. And the last, two root inferior wholesome karma produces rootless patisandhi, or rootless rebirth, or rootless relinking. Now, if you go to the rootless chetas, there are three columns, and the first column represents the resultant of akusala, and the second column the resultant of kusala. Among them, you find there are two investigating consciousnesses. One accompanied by joy or somanasa, and the other accompanied by upekha or neutral feeling. Now, the two root inferior kusala karma is so weak that it cannot produce the investigating consciousness accompanied by joy as result, or as relinking. Now, the investigating accompanied by joy has the extremely desirable object as object. So when the object is extremely desirable, the investigating consciousness accompanied by joy arises. If the object is moderately desirable, ordinarily desirable, then the investigating consciousness is accompanied by neutral feeling. Now this karma, because it is so weak, it cannot present to the mind of a dying being the very desirable object. Since there is no very desirable object, when the relinking takes place, it cannot be accompanied by joy. So the relinking consciousness, which is investigating here, can be accompanied by upekha or neutral feeling only. That is why out of the two investigating consciousnesses, only one has the function of relinking, and the other, which is accompanied by joy, cannot function as relinking. So the main cause is because the two-root inferior karma is very weak, so weak that it cannot produce the investigating accompanied by joy as a relinking consciousness. And the other question is, rupa vachara or form sphere resultant consciousness. According to this chart, the limitless ones arise with 28 types of consciousness. The 28 are sense sphere, wholesome, chetas, 8, and then sense sphere, functional, 8, and form sphere, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana. So among the jhana chetas, there are resultant chetas. So resultant chetas arise at the moment of relinking as well as bhavanga and jhuti. And how can there be compassion and sympathetic joy when the resultant consciousness arises? Now, we must remember that the compassion and sympathetic joy arise only occasionally, only sometimes only. And when they arise one at a time. So, the resultant consciousness may not arise with these two altogether, or it may arise with one of them. Now, it can arise simply because the resultant consciousness is the exact replica of the wholesome consciousness. Since the wholesome consciousness is accompanied by one of these two, the resultant consciousness, which is like a mirror image, has one of these two mental factors. Now I want you to look at this chart about the abstinences. Now the abstinences or viriddhis arise with sense sphere, wholesome, 8, and then all supramundane consciousness or lokottara chetas. They do not arise with sense sphere resultant, sense sphere functional, and they do not arise with rupa vachara, form sphere, and arupa vachara, formless sphere consciousness. Now it is said that the abstinence have the nature of wholesomeness, because when they arise, you refrain from something. You refrain from telling a lie, you refrain from killing a being, and so on. So when you refrain from doing the misconduct, there is the nature of wholesomeness in it. Since the viriddhis or abstinences have only the nature of kusala, they do not arise with sense sphere resultant, sense sphere functional, and then jhanas. And also the abstinences take as object what is to be transgressed. That means with regard to killing life of a being, with regard to stealing a property owned by another person, and so on. But the sense sphere resultant consciousness have what are called karma vachara, objects as object. You will learn this when we study the the objects. So because they are not, the object is not the same, they do not arise with sense fear resultant. And sense fear functional chetas arise only in the arahants, and they do not have to refrain from the bodily and verbal misconduct because they have eradicated mental defilements altogether. They do not have occasion to break one of the rules, and so since there is no need for abstinence from the bodily and verbal misconduct, the abstinences do not arise with sense, fear, functional consciousness. And they do not arise with jhana consciousness because they have different objects. The jhana consciousness take mostly the concepts as object, and the abstinence state those that are to be transgressed as object, and so there is a difference of object between them, and so they do not arise. But with the supramundane consciousness, it is that they arise. And they arise always, and they arise three together. Now, you will remember that these three abstinences, when they arise with sense, fear, wholesome consciousness, they arise one at a time, and they arise only occasionally. But when they arise with supramundane consciousness, they arise always, and they arise three all together. And that is because the magga has the power to cut off all the inclinations to transgress once and for all. And so it is said to be refraining from all three at a single moment. And the pala, or fruition consciousness, is just a shadow of path consciousness, and it further pacifies the inclination already eradicated by path consciousness. And so with these path consciousness and fruition consciousness, the three abstinences arise always, and when they arise three of them together. And then with the appamanyas, or limitless ones. Now, appamanya arise with sense fear wholesome, but not with sense fear resultant. Here also, the objects are different. The object of compassion is beings in suffering, and the object of sympathetic joy is beings in prosperity or happiness. Because their objects are different, they cannot arise together. They will arise only one at a time, and they will arise only when a compassion is practiced or sympathetic joy is practiced. And sense, fear, result, and consciousness take the karma vachara objects. You will find karma vachara objects when you study the objects. So they take the karma vachara objects as objects, and so there is difference of objects between them, and so the illimitables or limitless ones do not arise with sense fear resultant. But with sense fear functional, they arise. Because sense fear functional can take both concepts and other objects. So there is no conflict between the objects, and so the appamanya or limitless ones can arise with sense fear functional consciousness. And then with the first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana, they can arise because these jhanas are accompanied by joy. And compassion and sympathetic joy are always with joy when they reach the stage of absorption or jhana. So they can arise with first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. But with fifth jhana, they cannot arise because fifth jhana is accompanied by upekha or neutral feeling. And with the supramundane consciousness also, they do not arise because the limitless ones take concept of beings as object and supramundane consciousness take nibbana as object. Since their object is different, they cannot arise together at one moment. So the limitless ones or appamanyas can arise only with sensphere wholesome, sensphere functional, and then fine material sphere, first jhana, second jhana, third jhana, and fourth jhana. I was told that some people do not understand how to put colors dots. Now first you look at this chart, and from this chart you go to those circles and put colors in the circles. So we will do now maybe the first four. So the first is for vitaka, and you will see that with vitaka there are 55 types of consciousness. Now if you look at this chart and you read the vitaka column, now you see that the lobha mula or greed rooted number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, they are all shaded. And also the hate rooted 2 are shaded, and delusion rooted 2 are shaded. So all 12 akusala chetas are shaded. That means you have to fill in the colors and all akusala chetas, the first column. So the first four you put in red color, and the second four blue color, and the next two green color, and the next two blue color. And then you look at this chart again, and you see that sense consciousness 10, there is blank there. So that means vitaka does not arise with these 10 sense consciousness. So 10 sense consciousness are from the rootless consciousness, two seeing consciousnesses, two hearing, smelling, tasting, and two touching consciousnesses. So you leave those dots and cross without color. And then you read down the column, receiving consciousness 2, now shaded. So you color the two receiving consciousness, one in the resultant of akusala and one in resultant of kusala. What colors? Blue colors, huh? Right. And then you read down the column, and there is investigating with equanimity. That means investigating with neutral feeling. There are two of them. One in resultant of akusala and the other in resultant of kusala. So you color these two. And then you go down and see investigating with joy. There is only one in the resultant of kusala. Since it is with joy, you put red color for this. And then next, you go down the column and say five door adverting. It is shaded. So you put color in five door adverting. And then you go down the column, you read this chart, and you see mind door adverting. So you put color in mind door adverting, blue color. And then smile producing, you put in red color. And then, sense, fear, wholesome consciousness, all eight. So you put in color in those four reds and four blue. And then, sense, fear, resultant consciousness, eight. Again, four red and four blue. Again, sense, fear, functional consciousness, four red and four blue. Now we come to Rupa Vajra, or form sphere consciousness. Now the first jhana three are shaded. So you color the first jhana three, but not second jhana three, third jhana three, fourth jhana three, fifth jhana three, and not the Arupa Vajra or formless chetas. When you go to the supramundane, again, first jhana four are shaded, and so you put colors in first jhana four. And then among the fruit consciousness, four first jhanas are shaded, so you put colors in those also. So when you have put the colors in it, then it is complete. So you put the colors checking with this chart. Now the second chart, second is with vichara. So with vichara there are 66 types of consciousness. That means 55, those are that vitaka, are also with vichara. So you put first those 55 and then add 11 second jhana consciousness, 3 from Rupa Vajra and 8 from supramundane or Lokottara. So when you have got the vitaka, then vichara is easy. So just add 11 more, 11 second jhanas. Now, third one, a deep mokha. Now, we read the column down, then greed rooted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 are shaded, and then hate rooted 1 and 2 are shaded. So you put colors in those 10 circles, and then delusion rooted number 1 is not shaded. So you leave that out, and then number 2 is shaded, and so you put color there. So you put color in 11 of the akusala chetas. And then sense consciousness 10, they are blank. So you do not put any color in those circles and crosses. And then you read down receiving 2, put color, investigating with equanimity or with neutral feeling, you put colors. Investigating with joy, put color. Five sense door adverting, mind door adverting, smile producing, also put colors. And then sense we are wholesome, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, all, you put colors. And then sense we are resultant, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, colors. Sense fear, functional, again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Now we come to form sphere consciousness. Now, first jhana 3, color, second jhana 3, third jhana 3, fourth jhana 3, fifth jhana 3, color, and then 12, formless sphere consciousness or immaterial sphere consciousness, color, and then supramundane, all first jhana, four second jhana, third jhana, fourth jhana, fifth jhana, and again fruit consciousness, all colors. So there are only 10, 11 that are blank. the other circles should be with colors. So altogether we get 78 or 110. Now next one, energy or virya. So you read down the column and you see all 12 unwholesome chetas are shaded. So you put colors in them. But among the rootless, no colors in 10 sense consciousness, no color in receiving 2, no color in investigating with equanimity, no color investigating with joy, no color in 5 sense door advarting. So only 2 of them should be colored, mind door advarting and smile producing. So 1 blue and 1 red. And then the rest down to supramundane all should be colored. So we get 73 or 105. I think we'll stop there. And, so now you know how to put colors in the dots. Now let us try roots. Classification of a consciousness by way of roots. So there are 6 roots: lobha, dosa, moha, and alobha, adosa, amoha. And lobha root is found in 8 lobha mula chetas. So let us put the caption with lobha. Then you will have to fill in the colors for 8 lobha mula chetas, 4 red and 4 blue. So that is for lobha. And another diagram for with dosa. Now with dosa, how many dots will you put in? Only 2. And what color? Green color. Then another diagram. Caption with moha. How many will you color? And the first 12. 4 red, 4 blue, 2 green, 2 blue. Okay. Next, with alobha. Now you remember alobha is beautiful mental factor. Since it is beautiful mental factor, it will associate with all beautiful types of consciousness. So from the sense sphere, beautiful consciousness, you put in colors all through. So altogether there are 59 of them. 12, 12, 27, 8. So here the supramundane consciousness is taken as 8. So if it is 40, then you will add how many? 32 to 59, how many? 32, 59, 91? So 59 or 91 for alobha. And with adosa, the same. So you can put 2 in on one diagram with alobha and with adosa. Now next we come to amoha, with amoha, panya. Now with amoha, we have to leave the 12 without colors. So they are kamavachara, sovana, jnana, vibhuta. That means sense sphere beautiful without knowledge. Without knowledge means 3, 4, and 7, 8. So you leave them out. So you get 47 consciousness that are accompanied by Panya. If we take the Subramani to be 40, then you add 32 to 47. 79. So in this way you can have many diagrams, or many diagrams with these circles, and they will be very handy when you want to know which chetas have lobha with it, which chetas have todha with them, and so on. So you can look at the chart, or you can look at this chart, or you can look at the small charts with circles. So in this way you can put in for functions also. Now those that have the function of Patisandhi, Bhavanga and Chuti. Now there are how many of them? 19, right? So you look at this, Kicca Sangha, and there are 19 that have the function of Patisandhi, Bhavanga and Chuti. And they are Santirana Upekha. So investigating with neutral feeling, and then there are two, and then Kama Vajra Sobhana Vipaka, sense, fear, result and consciousness, 8, and then Rupa Vajra Vipaka, 5, Arupa Vajra Vipaka, 4. So you put colors in those dots, Sandirana with neutral feeling, 2 blue dots, then Kamajara Sobhana Vipaka, 8, 4 red and 4 blue, and Rubavajara Vipaka, 5, 4 red, 1 blue, and Arubavajara Vipaka, 4, all blue. So you can put in like that, and then you go to the next function, Avajana, Dasana, Savana, and so on. So I think now you can do it yourself. It just takes time. It is not difficult actually. So you look at the chart and then you fill in the circles. After the functions section on functions, there is the section on doors, dwara. If you read down the horizontal lines, you see chakhu dwara, sota dwara, kana dwara, jihwa dwara, kaya dwara, and mano dwara. So dwara means door. Chakhu means eye. So chakhu dwara means eye door. Now eye door really means the sensitive part in the eye. They are called doors because they are like doors. Now, when there is a door, we can go in or we can come out. So, people go in and come out through doors. In the same way, the consciousness seem to go through the doors to the object, or the object enters our mind through the doors. So, when there is a visible object, it, as it were, comes into our mind through the eye door, through the eyes. Or the seeing consciousness, as it were, go out of the eyes and take the visible object. So these sensitive parts in the eyes, ear, nose, tongue, and body are called doors. And in Pali they are called dwara. Now the Pali word dwara and the English word door are very close. Now it is said that in the eye there is a place where the sensitive material properties are located. So according to modern medical science, it may be on the retina. So on the retina there are very small material particles that are sensitive to light, and they are called eye sensitivity. And through these material properties that are called eye sensitivity, the seeing consciousness arises, taking the visible object as object. And sota dwara, sota means ear and dwara means door. So ear door. So ear means not the outside ear, but it is the inner ear where the vibrations of sound strike and where they are received. So in the inner ear there are sensitive material properties, sensitive to sound or vibrations, and those are called sota dwara or ear door. So whenever we hear something, we hear with our ears and not with our eyes and so on. And then ghana dwara, nose door. So nose door means in the nose, in the cavity of nose, there are places where the material properties that are sensitive to smell are located. So those are called ghana dwara. And jihwa dwara, jihwa means tongue. So tongue door. There are taste buds in the tongue, and these taste buds, the sensitive material properties. And so through these sensitive material properties, we know the taste, or tasting consciousness arises. And kaya dwara, kaya means body and dwara means door. So body door. Although the eye, ear, nose, and tongue sensitivities are located in a limited place, the kaya dwara or body door or sensitive material particles of body are said to be located all through the body. That is why we know the touch in all the places of the body except the tip of the hair and except the tip of the nails. So kaya dwara or body sensitivity is located in almost the whole of the body. And the last one is mano dwara. Mano means mind and dwara means door, mind door. Mind as door. So mind door is defined as bhavanga. So bhavanga is called mind door because it is through the bhavanga that the objects are presented to the mind, or the types of consciousness arise through the mind, because the bhavanga is like the door to the active thought moments. Now bhavanga moments are inactive thought moments, and then when we think of something or when we see something in our minds, then that object is presented through the mind door, which is bhavanga. So the bhavanga moments or bhavanga consciousness are called mano dwara. And one commentary of the Abhidhammata Sangaha stated that only the arrested bhavanga, that means closest to the active thought moment, is called manodwara or mind door. But the common opinion of teachers is that the bhavanga moments are called manodwara. So the objects are presented to us through these six doors, or the consciousness arises in these six doors or through these six doors, taking their respective objects as object. So in Abhidhamma or in teachings of the Buddha, there are not five but six doors or six senses. Nowadays they are called senses. Eye is a sense, ear is a sense, and so on, or sense organ. So people talk about only five senses, not six senses. And when we say sixth sense, they understand in a different way. But according to Buddhist teaching, sixth sense means manodwara or mind door, or the bhavanga thought moments. So these six kinds of sensitive material and the bhavanga mind functions as doors, functions as places through which the objects are presented, or through which the consciousness corresponding to these objects arise and take the object. Now the last one is not the dwara. Dwara vimutta, that means free from dwara, free from door. Actually, they are themselves doors, and so they are said to be free from doors. They do not need any of the doors to arise, they just arise. Now among these six doors, five are material. Now chakhu dwara or eye door means the sensitive material particles in the eye and so on. So eye door, ear door, nose door, tongue door, and body door are physical. Only mind door or manodwara is mental. So these six act as the doors through which consciousness arises and so on. Now we will study the classification of consciousness according to the doors. That means how many types of consciousness arise through the eye door, how many through ear door, how many through, say, mind door, and how many through no door. So we look at the chart and we see now the vertical columns, pancha dwara vajana, five sense door advading, chakku vinyana, eye consciousness, sota vinyana, ear consciousness, ghana vinyana, nose consciousness, jihwa vinyana, tongue consciousness, kaya vinyana, body consciousness, sampadichana, receiving consciousness too, sandirana upekha, investigating accompanied by neutral feeling too, santirana somanasa, investigating accompanied by joy one. Vattabana or mind manodwara vajjana. This is only one citta. And then kama vachana javana 29. So in order to understand kama vachara javana, you have to go back to the functions. So when you go back to the functions, you will see that there are 29 kama vachara javanas. Now, yesterday I gave you a hint for javana. What types of consciousness have the javana function? Kusala, akusala, fruit, phala, and kiriya, except two avajanas. So there are 29 kama vajra javanas. That means 12 akusala or 12 unwholesome chetas And from among the Ahitukas, you get only one, Hasitopara. And then from the sense sphere, beautiful, eight wholesome sense sphere, beautiful, and eight functional sense sphere, beautiful. So we get altogether 29, and they are called Kama Vachara Javanas, sense sphere Javanas, 29. And then next column is Appana Javana. Now Appana Javana means Rupa Vachara Javanas, Arupa Vachara Javanas, and Lokottara Chetas. So they are called Appana. Now this is a term we will meet many times when we will read books on Abhidhamma. Sometimes Appana means Jhana, Rupa Vachara and Arupa Vachara. Sometimes Appana means Magga or Phala. Sometimes it may mean all. So altogether there are 26 Appana Javanas. From Rupa Vachara, how many Javanas? 5 wholesome and 5 functional, 10. From Arupa Vachara, how many? 4 wholesome and 4 functional. And from Supramundane, all. Now here we use the word Mahagata Kusala. Now you may remember that Mahagata is the name of Rupa Vachara and Arupa Vachara together. So if we take Rupa Vachara and Arupa Vachara together, then we get 5 wholesome from Rupa Vachara and 4 wholesome from Arupa Vachara. So we get Mahagata Kusala 9. And also we get Mahagata Kiriya functional Rupa Vachara and functional Arupa Vachara 9. 5 plus 4, 5 plus 4, 9. And we take Lokottara or Supramundane as 8. And so we get 26 Appana Javanas. And then next column is Kama Vachara Vibhaka, resultant sense sphere. And then Mahagata Vibhaka, resultant Rupa Vachara and Arupa Vachara. So they are 9 in number. Now we can read the chart. Now we want to know how many types of consciousness arise in or through eye door. Now Panchadwara Vajana 1. 5 sense door advertising, it arises through eye door, and then eye consciousness or seeing consciousness, and then receiving consciousness, and then investigating consciousness, and then Vottabhana. Now Vottabhana means determining. If you go back to function diagram, you will see that Manodvara Vajana has 2 functions. Manodvara Vajana has Avajana function and Vottabhana function. Now that means when Manodvara Vajana arises in the 5 sense doors, it has the function of determining. So it is called Vottabhana. But when it arises in Manodvara or mind door, it is a function of turning. So it has 2 functions, and it arises in the 5 doors and also the mind door. So here we get the Vottabhana or Manodvara Vajana as arising through or in eye door. And then next is Kama Vachara Javana 29. So So 29 kama vajra javana chetas arise through eye door. So they will arise through ear door and so on too. And then apana javana, no apana javana arise through eye door. So apana javana means jhana, jhana javanas and supramundane javanas, and they arise through mind door only. So they do not arise through eye door or ear door, nose door, tongue door, and body door. And next is kama vachara vibhaga. They arise through eye door. And mahagata vibhaga, they do not arise through eye door or ear door and so on. They do not arise through any door at all, actually. So we get 46 types of consciousness that arise through eye door. If you know the types of consciousness that arise through eye door, you can easily know the types of consciousness that arise through ear door and so on. Because you just substitute eye consciousness with ear consciousness, nose consciousness, tongue consciousness, and body consciousness. The others are the same. So, the how many types of consciousness arise in body door? 46. And they are five sense door adverting, and body consciousness 2, receiving 2, investigating 3, and vatthapana or determining 1, and kamavijara javanas 29, and kamavijara vipaka 8. So 46 types of consciousness. Now, if you add the types of consciousness up to kaya dwara or body door, you get 54 types of consciousness. And these 54 types of consciousness are just the kama vajra consciousness. Now, when we divide the consciousness into kama vajra, rupa vajra, arupa vajra, and lokottara, sense sphere, form sphere, formless sphere, and supramundane, we know that there are 54 types of consciousness that are called kama vajra consciousness. These 54 kama vajra consciousness are just these we are now studying, those that arise through eye door, ear door, and so on. So if we add all of them and not taking what has been taken, then we get 54. That means, let us see, those that arise through eye door, 46. And then if we look at the ear door, only the sota vijnana or ear consciousness are different and the others are the same. So we take these two. And then gana dwara, nose door, nose consciousness, tongue door, tongue consciousness, and body door, two body consciousness. So when we add them all up, we get 54, and these 54 are none other than the 54 kama vajra chetas. And then mano dwara. We want to know the types of consciousness that arise through mind door, not through ear door and so on. So they are santirana upekha, investigating accompanied by neutral feeling, 2. And santirana somanasa, investigating accompanied by joy. And then manodwara vajana, here we call it manodwara vajana, mind or adverting 1. And then 29 kamavachara javanas, 26 appana javanas, that means rupavachara, arupavachara, and lokottara, and then kamavachara vibhaga. So altogether there are 67 types of consciousness that arise through mind door. That means when we think of something, when we are not seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting and touching, but when we are thinking of something, when we are practicing meditation and so on, then these types of consciousness arise through mind door. But when we see something and we are mindful of seeing, then that is different. So these types of consciousness arise through mind door, and there are 67 of them. Now there are 19 types of consciousness that arise not through any door, and they are called dvara vimota, or door free. So there are 19 door free types of consciousness, and they are the same as those that have the function of patisandhi, bhavanga and chuti. So these types of consciousness that has a function of relinking life continuum and death do not arise through any of the six doors. Actually, they are themselves doors. So they are said to be free from door, or in Pali they are called dvara vimutta. So there are 19 dvara vimutta, or door-free consciousness. So now you can see the relation between the functions and doors. And later on when you study the thought processes, then this will come into play again, especially the door and the functions. So now we get the 46 types of consciousness that arise through eye door and so on, and 67 types of consciousness that arise through mind door, and 19 that arise through no door. And later on we will find out how many types of consciousness arise through one door only, or five doors only, six doors only, or sometimes six doors and sometimes door free and so on. And this we will find out after the break.